Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Our next guest says one often overlooked aspect of an individual's financial plan is a review of his estate plan to make sure that the plan still meets the individual's needs. John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It feels good to be here.
First of all, let's go over why, in a little more detail, should one review their plan?
Well, Mike, a lot of things can change since you execute your estate plan. Things happen externally, such as the estate tax law changes. And right now, it's $5 million estate tax-free for an individual or $10 million for a married couple. So most people don't have an estate tax problem now, but those laws do change from time to time. And there are other laws that change as well that impact that. In addition to that, there are things that change with the person. There are changes in the family situation, like a divorce or remarriage, having children, that sort of thing, that make you want to revisit your plan.
And so outside of those type of occurrences, like a divorce or marriage, death in a family of some sort, how often should somebody review their plan? Is this an annual thing?
Some people say annual. Usually 2 or 3 years works pretty well. You definitely want to do that in addition to whenever there's a major life change. That's always going to be a triggering factor. But in addition to that, every 2 or 3 years should be adequate to make sure it still meets your goals.
Okay, so I've decided I need to go ahead and update my estate planning documents. Who do I go see?
You want to go see an attorney. And if you don't have an attorney that you trust, or if you do have an attorney that you trust who does not do estate planning, he might be able to help you get a referral. And if you don't have an attorney, your financial advisor, your tax advisor probably has some good referrals for you.
And what should I take with me?
Well, the attorney is going to send you a questionnaire, and the questionnaire is going to have personal information like your name and address and family members, that sort of thing. And it's also going to ask you financial questions. What are your bank accounts? And you definitely want to fill that out because you'd much rather pay your attorney to talk about goals rather than gather information.
Probably a lot of people forget about health care directives that are part of an estate plan.
They do, and some people would argue that's far more important than actual wills and trusts, that sort of thing. And when you update your documents, the attorney is going to help you update those as well.
Well, John, from a financial planner's perspective, what are some estate planning techniques that we can be thinking about?
Well, you want to be thinking about who's going to get what and what the roles are going to be of the people that are going to be in charge of executing your plan. A common technique is a revocable trust. That's pretty similar to a will, but it's helpful for a few reasons. One is it helps you avoid probate costs, which are pretty minimal in South Carolina. But more importantly, it offers privacy because wills are public record and trusts are not. And it helps with the administration if you become incapacitated much easier than a power of attorney sometimes. So there are a few other things you might want to consider. One is setting up trust for your children in your estate plan. You know, if you have small children, you probably don't want them coming into a whole lot of money when they're young. So you might want to set up a trust. Then the trustee can help educate them so that when they do come into the money, they can handle it responsibly and be prepared for it. In addition to that, even though estate taxes are not a huge concern for most people anymore, there are certain simple estate planning techniques that can help avoid estate taxes if that is an issue for you.
Okay, so let's say I've done everything with the attorney. We've got the new documents updated. Everything's good to go. Do we just put these in a lockbox at the bank and go on with our life?
You definitely want to keep a copy that you can access easily, and you want to keep the originals in a secure place, maybe the bank, maybe the attorney's office. It just kind of depends. You want to make sure it's secure. But in addition to that, you might want to consider writing letters. And those are beneficial just to kind of give your guidance that isn't necessarily legally binding, saying what your wishes are and how you would like your money managed, what your values are for raising your children, that sort of thing.
Well, John, I know your company's website, Abacus Planning Group, probably will have some tips on estate planning. Are there any other resources you can pass along to our listeners?
Yes, our website does have some good resources on it for helping you find out more about estate planning. In addition to that, the South Carolina Bar Association is a good resource for helping find an attorney and also give some general information for you, too.
And we will have those website addresses posted at our webpage, etvradio.org/sc FBR. John, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mike.
John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Please visit etvradio.org/scbr to find more information about this show and today's interview, including a link to our guest's website. That address again, etvradio.org/scbr. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.